It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
You're cute.
Gotcha.
You got me
on that. Kelly's cute. He just is.
What do you do to you?
I was expressing something I was not fond of that sometimes we have to deal with, and he immediately did it. Because he knows I'm not fond of it. You know?
You took it well.
That's what I do. I didn't take it well. I'm good at taking it. You know what I mean? Well, clearly. Yeah, that's true. I'm good at it. So earlier in the show today, I struggle to understand a certain thing. And I played an Allman Brothers song, and within a minute and a half of it starting, so like within 2 minutes of the song being into the song, a couple people texted how much they hate this song. And I just am like, this song's not, I'm not even 2 minutes in it, and you already have to text me to tell me you hate it. I don't get it.
Yeah, figure maybe you'll stop the song.
Yeah, I don't
end it right there.
Like, I'm going to stop the song. Like, and no offense to, I mean, I get it if you don't like it, but you think I give a shit? I mean, I can't give, right? Because other people do like it. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry if the radio station plays a song you don't like. What do you want me to do? You know, I never know what to do with that. Am I wrong? Like,
wrong for saying you're sorry.
Like,
yeah, just let it go. I don't let anything bother me.
No, I know, but I'm like, no, but I get bothered by a society that feels the need to bitch about something so quickly. That, I guess that bothers me. Like, I get it. Like, it's just an opinion and you throw it out there and it's not a big deal. It is and it isn't. It isn't a big deal. You're right. You don't like the song. Okay, fine. But I don't know. I never know what to do with it.
They were raised that their opinion matters.
Well, social media, everybody does. That's what social media is about.
What if you just reply to them all, thank you?
I don't have time. We don't have time, to do that.
Just the ones that really tick you off.
I do reply to some, and no, it's not something. I mean, it's just, I don't get it. This sucks. Look, the fuck. I mean, like, okay, whatever. You know, I mean, I don't understand sometimes the need to, you know, spew just neg. If you don't like it, you're in charge.
Yeah,
the button's right in front of you. I get it. I don't think that every song we're gonna play is someone's gonna like. I get that.
Like I said, there were certain generations that were raised that your opinion does. It doesn't.
Well, I mean, well, it does. There's nothing I can do once the song's playing.
Somebody at that level.
The early buzz, for example, this is just behind the scenes stuff. So, you know, whatever. This is what the 24. This is what we do on the 24/7. So when we start the show, for those of you who don't get up early, we play requests, and they're legitimate requests, you know, from people. We don't say, hey, let's go out to Bill and Raymond. And Bill and Raymond didn't exist, like some places do. These are actually requests that we get. And so I'll play them, and then somebody's like, oh, slow. And I'm like, oh. It would never occur to me to call a radio station and say that the song playing sucks. I don't have the time. I'm busy. I got a life. You know what I mean?
And it ends, you know.
But it's quick.
It's going to end, and then life will go back to being normal.
I don't get it. I don't get it. And if you do it a couple of times, I'll never see another text you send again. Because I'll just block it. I just like, I don't need that shit. So, and is that bad? Am I a dick for doing that?
No.
I just like, you know.
No.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. I get you don't like songs. Hey, here's the secret. I don't like a lot of the songs we play. But, you know, whatever. It's a song on the radio. I don't know. It's weird. What?
I'll be honest with you.
No.
I really don't like a lot of the
songs. No, I didn't say a lot. I'm a rocker. I just, there are certain songs.
I think
songs
you did say a lot, but I don't think you meant it.
Well, I mean, we play a lot of songs, you know. Like, I got to be honest with you. I don't need to hear, you know.
I don't like AC/DC. We play that a lot.
Oh, I love AC/DC.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
You're stupid.
Yeah.
You are right when they go against Metallica.
All right, let's be honest.
I did appreciate that.
Let's be honest, okay? Because I know you love rock and roll, but I know your wheelhouse is more in the Americana, like me. You know, the roots rock, the groove. You like the groove, that kind of stuff. AC/DC, you dislike, vehemently dislike. Tell me another band that we play that you can't do. It's not your thing.
Oh, I have to look up some names.
Oh, I don't have to look them up. You know, I mean, Kiss has like three songs I like, and the rest are just, I can't. I know you guys like them, and okay, it's not about what I like.
With time. See, Kiss I can just get away with.
Yeah, right.
You know, I can just listen to Kiss just because I know it's 2 minutes and it's done.
So I can listen to all of it and do that. I'm used to it. I've been doing it for like 40 years.
I feel I've matured.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
I'm not a big fan of Nirvana.
Yeah, that you've just never
wasn't my thing. But
did you not really because they blew the hairband, the party rock off the map?
Oh, no, I loved the fact that they took all those pretty guys
who
were really, really pretty and musically talented way down the ladder and put them
right
over
on.
Here.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Mm-hmm. I just, that wasn't my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you can go, well, metal, yes, I enjoy the aggressiveness of metal and stuff like that. Just, it seemed like the grunge was all like,
grunge didn't, I didn't identify with grunge because it wasn't where I was at in my life.
Grunge it was not my thing, but I respect those bands for what they did. And I've also matured to the point where Hard to Handle is a great friggin' song.
Dude.
Great song. But I don't like the Black Crowes.
The Black Crowes?
Just because you don't like Chris Robinson?
I just find
them. Just him?
It's just to be kind of annoying.
The Southern Harmony and Musical Companion is so good. What a good record.
I got thinking about this.
Did you like Otis Redding better than the Black Crowes?
He doesn't know it's an Otis Redding song.
Oh.
I do know
you
that.
You do, okay.
You have a dog named Otis because of
Otis. That's really a decent cover. A very good song.
That's a good cover.
It's just not my thing. That band, I just do not.
I love that Southern boogie. Like that's what got me about Cinderella. I dismissed Cinderella as a hair band, which I guess they were because they were pretty.
Yes, they were.
But you saw them in concert. They were like a Southern rock boogie-woogie band.
But when you stripped it all away, there was talent there.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
Once they started to age and were no longer quote-unquote pretty,
yeah.
You went, they're a good band.
Yeah. I saw Tom Kiefer do a solo show. Friggin' loved it. Friggin' loved it. He was so good.
I had
did all the Cinderella hits, and he was so good.
Who worked the sound for the Sebastian Bach show?
Yeah,
said he was friggin' awesome. And if he was a 10 Skid in his
Row.
Heyday, he was about a 9.5.
That's
and they
so
said
good, man.
No backing tracks.
Okay.
It was all him. And they said he was really good.
Right. So you didn't like Nirvana. I wasn't a big Alice in Chains person, not because just because I didn't identify with the music.
Well, Alice in Chains got forced down our throat as in.
Yeah.
When you went and saw some metal shows, Alice in Chains was the opening band. I went and saw Megadeth, Alice in Chains. I liked Wood. I liked some of their songs.
Yeah, I liked some of them too.
It was a little bit more aggressive due to the bass playing and the drum playing. So that band I was handled. And I did like Soundgarden. You cannot take anything away from Chris Cornell's voice. I mean, it's
one of the
freaking amazing. But it just wasn't my thing.
And I've talked about, like, look, and the whole point of this is I would never think about hearing a Red Hot Chili Peppers song and then writing about it and going, I hate this song. Even though I'm not a fan, I just kind of let it go.
It
Kelly
sucks because the Red Hot Chili Peppers are
very talented.
Like very talented,
just not for me.
How about another song about freaking California?
Just not for me. That's all. That's how I look at music. I don't like. It's not for me. But that's how stuff on the radio is. One song you love, next song is maybe not for you. I'm just not going to complain about it. What about you, Kelly? Be honest now.
Motley Crue sucks. Kiss sucks. I do like the Cinderella.
Yeah.
I surprisingly.
You're a Judas Priest guy.
I like the one song. I think maybe I know another song of theirs, but I do like those two songs.
You got another thing coming.
As much as I like Queen, I could go the rest of my life without hearing a couple of their songs.
Bohemian Rhapsody was grossly overplayed thanks to the movie.
Same with Zeppelin. I know they're great. I like when I... Sometimes I'm in the mood, but usually I'll change the channel immediately.
I love Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
One band I'm not sick of, though, is Skynyrd. I like a lot of Leonard Skynyrd.
Yeah.
That smell, love it.
I love all that stuff. I love a lot of different kinds of music, so I'm
like
all
to,
over the map.
I would like to join Kelly.
Yeah.
Motley Crue, when they first came out, friggin' amazing. I was hooked. With age, I just look at them now as they're an embarrassment. And a band that didn't know when to just go... You know what? Let's just call it a day when we actually filled mid-size arenas. Kiss went out to rewrite rock and roll history, and they did. They did. You can say that they did. They 70s and 80s. I'm not saying it was the most technical stuff.
No, legendary.
You know, but. You know, talk about a band who looked at their parents and they said, I'm going to be a rock and roll star. And their dad messed up their hair and said, no, you're not.
The same
they
thing,
did.
The same thing you said about 80s rock. They had the look. talent way down there. Like,
right.
Kiss is all flash.
Yes.
Not a lot of substance. Verse, fantastic. chorus.
But you could,
3 minutes and 40 seconds.
But you could also say, you know, their favorite band was the Beatles. They're a lot like the Beatles. At rock and roll.
What?
As Beatles, in, as
no.
in
wait, no, wait,
you just
no.
said Kiss was a lot like
yes.
the Beatles?
No.
Yes.
Nobody's ever said that, ever, in the world.
The Beatles and like the Rolling Stones. They're the bands.
I don't do this often on Buzz 24/7, but I almost use the bad word by saying.
Hey, say it. Give it.
Well, no.
Give
say it.
You want to say it.
Say it.
I was going to say, I almost shit a brick because. I've never.
She's like, ooh, bad words.
I've never heard.
Yeah. Okay.
Kiss in the Beatles.
Yes.
Oh,
help!
Oh.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Help! Shout! Shout!
No! Yes, when I was young, so much younger than today.
What I'm saying is,
I never needed anyone and didn't help in any way.
They took a very basic song format.
It was 1960.
Bang! Bang! And right. they just copied their idols.
No. Oh,
all right.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to argue.
You don't have to argue.
I'm not going to argue.
I think what's upsetting you is
this might
I'm
be upset
right.
me more than the election.
Was this a bad thing to say that?
No. I think the Beatles did things nobody had ever done yet in recorded music. And I look at it that way.
In some of their the effects they used and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is they used a very basic format.
In the beginning, yeah. Because they were young in the 60s. Everything was simple. Huh?
But they changed. I don't think Kiss ever changed.
Yeah, they were still pumping out the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, look, I saw Kiss. I enjoyed them. That's a hell of a show.
Yes.
That's a hell of a show.
But see, they took it to another level where a lot of those 80s hair bands, they didn't have the show.
Yeah.
They just had their looks. Poison was pretty.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing that started this off was, you know, it's so funny that people, you know, will complain about a song immediately when I'm mystified by it. Like, if I'm listening to a radio, like I'm listening to the radio on the way home and I hear a song I don't like, I either decide I'm going to change the station or I hang with it until it's over. I just think about something else.
See, we live in a time now. We don't have to listen to that song.
No, you're right.
I got four other buttons right there. I can go bang, bang, bang.
You can always do that. And we know that. I mean, you know, we know that. Matter of fact, I'll give you some truth. You want some truth? We switched to a talk show from a music-based show. And the reason we did this, I don't know if we've ever talked about this. The reason we did it was because at the time, rock music was split. There was Led Zeppelin, your classic rock, and then you get your Disturbed, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Limp Bizkit and bands like that. And fans of Led Zeppelin didn't want to hear Limp Bizkit. And fans of Disturbed and Limp Bizkit didn't want to hear Led Zeppelin. They've had enough. Rock radio fragmented rock and roll music and killed itself.
So we said, you ain't hearing nothing.
And so, no, it wasn't that. It was much like, okay, well, we're splitting the audience. So from a radio standpoint, what can we offer them that nobody else could? The answer is simple. Us. That's it. And it was terrifying. Oh, my God, was it terrifying. Huh? Going from playing like 15, 20 minutes of music an hour to wiping that away and then doing 47 minutes of content every hour, that's terrifying. That's terrifying. From and like, oh, my God. Because if they don't like the music, that's one thing. But if they don't like you, right? That was the scary part. Do you remember that?
Yes.
You weren't here for that, right?
And you guys weren't even... So when you guys came into Manchester, I wasn't listening to the Portsmouth station. I was listening to Rock 101.
Right,
that was
right,
what I got brought
right.
up on. And you guys weren't even...
We were already a talk show.
You guys weren't a morning show even. I listened to Baxter.
Right, before
you guys got here.
Yep, we replaced him. Yep. And Kelly was more... He was relegated to... He was less... Yeah, and I'm like, shit, put that guy... Let's bring him in here. I don't think you wanted to at first.
I said, no, I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
No,
did you not want to do it at
that.
First? Like, come in and be like, sit with us full time?
I wish
no, it just wasn't enough. Literally, I didn't have a seat.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'd come in and somebody would get out of their
right.
seat and
you're
I would
right.
sit in their seat.
You're it's, right.
It was
perfect. You're right.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect. I love it. I love having
thought it was,
you
I thought those were the best
us,
days.
You know. But anyway, so there's a little behind the scenes for you. Sorry about that.
What's funny is, Kelly, slowly when we just pushed people out of their seats and took over their seats.
I don't think so. Kelly?
No.
I don't think I did.
Not you. Right. Just in general. You're not going to talk much. Boom, I will. Or somebody else will.
What was the thing about, it was one time, this might as well be a reminiscence thing. Some we hear, every time we do this, when we talk about how the show works and all that kind of stuff, we do hear from people who really sort of like it because it's kind of pulling back the curtain. Who was it? Somebody had their feet up.
Yes.
Remember? What
we
was
We brought
that?
An intern in and he put his feet up on my workstation and I said something to him and he didn't move his feet.
Who does
and,
that?
Greg had him move his feet and that was his last day.
I said, put your feet down, because Scott sits there. He had his feet like Laura right here, where Scott didn't sit.
The studio was,
had his feet up.
The studio they originally had set up was for three people.
An intern. Mm-hmm.
So so then they actually put a microphone stand in, and I had to always sit like this because there was no place to put your legs because it was all a solid thing. Mm-hmm. And I would do it, and this guy came in. We were going to use him for something. He put his feet up. So like his feet were right there, and I'm like, dude, he wouldn't move them.
Scotty, like, who's a part of the show, hey, can you move your feet? And he doesn't put his feet down. He looks at Scotty, and I stood up, and I'm like, move your feet. I wasn't asking because he was being rude. Yeah. And he looked at me. He gave me that look. Like, what's the big deal?
He's the same kid who a couple weeks later got pulled over and dropped David's name. I remember that.
Forgot about that. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what you want to do. You want to get stopped by a cop and drop my brother's
and
name.
He met him quickly at the golf tournament and said, I know, Greg Kretschmar.
I golf with Greg all the time. Yeah, that's a mistake. So anyway, the day he put his feet on Roadkill's workplace and didn't move them when Roadkill politely asked, was his last day in the studio with us.
Plus Roadkill was right. His feet could not reach.
They could not reach.
Well, I mean, come on. That's just stupid to do that your first day. That if you're going to show that kind of stupidity the first day, see ya.
The only time that we ever saw Kelly outside of his news segments was when somebody was taking their top off.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Male or female.
That's true.
And if it was booze involved.
Yeah, that's true.
Any other time, he was always in the newsroom.
Yep. Well, there's a third thing. If there was any nudity going on, huh?
Dinks.
If there's going to be any dinks going to be exposed during the show, Laura,
I put that in my contract.
Kelly magically
to be around
appeared.
For the dinks.
No, the other thing was alcohol. If there was any sampling or any beer, boom, Kelly was in, like, hanging out, sitting in the back of the studio, you know. And, yeah, those are the early days. Those are the early days. So, anyway.
Beers and dinks.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Be on my headstone.
That's what it is. There's nothing more terrifying, though, than going from a music show, a music-driven radio show, to a full-on talk show. Mm-hmm. That was the most... 2 days, two parts of my work life were terrifying. First day, we went full talk, okay, which turned out to be a blast, right? Mm-hmm. Hard, but a blast. The first hardest day was Andy coming back that first day. So the second was the day I had to walk into the studio alone when two people that I was on the air with left the show separately within days.
I think that's when I was involved for a little more until we got more people.
Yeah. And it hurts my feelings that he said he was alone because he was not
alone. Had you.
Well, the day I walked into the studio, I was alone. You didn't walk in with me at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, no.
I walked in and started the show by myself. I sat there going, how enough? Am I going to do this? You go from a three-person show to one person alone. Yeah. I had sweepers that said, Greg, and your name here. That's what I did. That's how I did it. That's how I handled it. I was like, I'm screwed. And Scotty, I will tell you this. Scotty was there with me. He said, I'll do anything you need, blah, blah, blah. And that's when I fell in love with him. That's when I fell in love with him.
Because I would do anything he needed, and Greg needed some things sometimes that were
different.
You know, you can't really put it down on paper, but you can.
Do it and you shut your mouth.
Well, sometimes you had to leave your mouth open.
Yeah, right.
Laura, Linda Helping Can used to be filling trailers and living for 5 days in an RV and a trailer and stuff like that. One time, the other person on the show left the day before Linda Helping Can, and I was alone. And Scotty's like, I'll do it. Yep. I'll do the whole thing. He was there the whole time with me.
Started doing those things.
So you were nice.
There was no things.
Yes.
He was really nice.
Well, because it's not like you, now if I was to say, hey, we're changing things up in a couple weeks, you're living in a van for a week collecting food, you'd walk.
Oh, yeah, he'd walk.
That's our thing. And I do remember those days. And I'm not going to lie. I don't want to go back to it.
But they were fun.
But part of me would be like, that was freaking fun. I mean, we were tanked most of the time.
That's
tons of blow, and there were hookers.
A lot of blow. And it was raining out, and my family came to visit me, and the kids were little. And when Scotty was in the trailer with us, sitting there in the RV, he said, hey, he walked outside and he stood outside in the rain.
They were getting ready to have dinner together. Val brought food and they were going to have dinner together.
Yeah, but you could have stayed.
I understand, but you know what? As a guy, you know what?
I wouldn't want him there.
Eat with your...
No, he walked out because he goes, I'm going to leave you guys alone so you can eat, which is way nicer than Scotty is now.
Now I'm
going to sit there and I'm going to
But
eat.
I look back, you know, and I think like he was so nice and polite. You know, my son, who was like 4... slid the window open.
You all white? Wokil? You all white?
He's standing in the rain. Yeah. I was like, I'm like, dude, get in here. I was like, come on. You know, it was
Kelly. I was eating food out of the back of the trailer.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm just kidding.
Food meant for the people. No. Oh, I'll never forget that. First time we did Lend a Helping Hand, one of the guys on the show said, dude, there's some Oreos in here. You going to rip those open? I'm like, you rip those open, I'm going to rip your face off.
I
was
like,
oh my God. He was dead serious. Can we eat those Oreos? You eat those, I will rip your face off. Anyway, all right. Well, anyway, there's a little behind the scenes stuff that, you know, you never know. So we don't always like that. It's normal, right? Nobody, man, no matter what you do, you got parts of your job that you like and don't like. So anyway.
Rock on.
Yeah. If you don't like a song, that's okay. You're in charge. Do what you need to do.
But remember, you send more than one email that says, I don't like this song. You're, that's probably it.
I'm probably never going to see another one, I'll tell you. All right, anyway. All right, I got to work on a lot of things, obviously, as a human being. I'm doing my best. All right, well, have a great day, everybody. Thank you for joining us for The Buzz 24/7, and we will see you tomorrow, which will be Thursday. And we're going to do Adult Toy Prices Right on the air. So you can learn something, kids, okay? Some crazy stuff tomorrow.